Hey everyone, welcome back to Field Notes, where we are kind of pulling back the curtain and really having a deep reflection around what we're hearing in the episodes and what I'm actually seeing in the business. And this isn't intended to feel like a journal entry. What I'm really going for is kind of a voice note from me to you, because everything I'm hearing on these episodes, everything I'm learning as I have these conversations, and hopefully you're learning as well, I want to actually apply it and do something with it. So these little mini episodes are going to be my attempt to pull back the curtain, build in public, and show you everything that I'm learning and how I'm really applying it to my own life and my own business, even when it's ugly, even when it's messy, even when it's completely unpolished. So today's voice note is all about that conversation that I just had with Andy. And if you haven't had a chance to go listen to it, go back to the episode that was just posted right before this, where we were talking about how do we truly understand our personas. And Andy's hot take was that personas are dead. And I've been thinking a lot about it, and the idea that they're not just outdated, but that they're too broad to be useful. And that really hit me because I've been wrestling with the same thing in my own business. It is easy to get caught up in wanting to serve everyone, especially when you're early and the pressure is real and you're just trying to figure out what the heck you're actually doing and how you can really bring this cool thing that you've invented to market. And every founder has that little voice in the corner of your mind that says, but what if one big opportunity shows up and we've already narrowed? And yet every time I've actually niched down and in the way that I describe our customers or the way that I test our messaging or even the way that I spend my time, things move so much faster. It's almost like the act of narrowing creates momentum. Now, the scary part is saying out loud, this is who we're not for. Because the line that I've been trying to walk, it's uncomfortable. But it's also where traction shows up. Because if you are for everyone, then you are for no one. So here's the note I want to leave for future Alyssa, and maybe you need to hear this too. Being everything to everyone might feel safe, but it is also invisible. There is courage in choosing who you are for and who are you not for. When we first started working on TrueView, I really thought we were going to go after that small to mid-sized company and particularly customer success roles. The folks who didn't have a research team behind them, who were buried under hundreds of small and medium accounts. And my whole career, I've worked with the big dogs, you know, companies with entire research teams that we'd augment or stand in for. And I loved positioning us as the bench, the team you call when the work is too complex, too politically charged, or too time-sensitive to get done in-house. And so I thought, what if we just took everything we knew about how customers make decisions, how emotions drive them first and logic justifies it later, and brought them to that down market? Surely they'd be craving it. I expected people, honestly, to be begging for it. Instead, I did a ton of demos, and I heard a lot of, oh, that's so interesting, and not a lot of, I need that. And that was a gut check. We had assumed that people on the hook for renewals would want a way to talk to all of their customers at scale without actually having to talk to all of their customers. That they'd want data-driven over gut-driven. And yes, those people exist. But in reality, a lot of the people that we were talking to simply don't have the bandwidth to explore new ways of doing things, differently. They've got 100 accounts, they've got constant internal meetings and pressure from every direction. And you know what? They have lives outside of work, because unlike me, where my work has become my life, so I couldn't relate at first. It was hard to face that just because I believe there is a better way doesn't mean the customer agrees. And solving a problem no one is begging you to solve for is a dead end, no matter how good your product is. So we've pivoted. We stopped assuming and started listening, and instead of chasing just churn prediction, a promise that this industry has been burned by too many times, we are focused on bringing you back to the basics without making you basic. We're focused on helping people actually have conversations with their customers. Not the fake kind, the ones that you put in to fill out your health score. Not a green health score in a dashboard that really only gets updated every once in a while. But real conversations with your customers. Knowing which customers need attention and which ones are fine being left alone. It feels almost radical to say this, but the future of customer experience might just come down to something simple. Actually talking to your customers. So if this is resonating with you, if you hear an I need this and this, please reach out to me. I am looking for the people who are trying to change the way we build relationships, the way we keep them, and the way we lead as our customers' expectations rapidly evolve. And I promise I won't hard sell you. I am just looking for my people.